Good afternoon. Welcome to Aramis Communications Internet Radio. This is Jim White
and Emily Osmond
from the Legion of Mary, Immaculate Conception Presidium of St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Hokesson, Delaware, United States of America. Today is November the 2nd, 2018. Yesterday was All Saints Day, and today is All Souls Day. And so, before we pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, we will talk a bit about these feast days, and we will pray the Litany of Saints. All Saints Day. This from a sermon by St. Bernard Abbot. Let us make haste to our brethren who are awaiting us. Why should our praise and glorification, or even the celebration of this feast day, mean anything to the saints? What do they care about earthly honors when their heavenly Father honors them by fulfilling the faithful promise of the Son? What does our commendation mean to them? The saints have no need of honor from us. Neither does our devotion add the slightest thing to what is theirs. Clearly, if we venerate their memory, it serves us, not them. But I tell you, when I think of them, I feel myself inflamed by a tremendous yearning. Calling the saints to mind inspires, or rather arouses in us, above all else, a longing to enjoy their company, so desirable in itself. We long to share in the citizenship of heaven, to dwell with the spirits of the blessed, to join the assembly of patriarchs, the ranks of the prophets, the council of the apostles, the great host of martyrs, the noble company of confessors, and the choir of virgins. In short, we long to be united in happiness with all the saints. But our dispositions change. The church of all the first followers of Christ awaits us, but we do nothing about it. The saints want us to be with them, and we are indifferent. The souls of the just await us, and we ignore them. Come, brothers and sisters, let us at length spur ourselves on. We must rise again with Christ. We must seek the world which is above and set our mind on the things of heaven. Let us long for those who are longing for us, hasten to those who are waiting for us, and ask those who look for our coming to intercede for us. We should not only want to be with the saints, we should also hope to possess their happiness. While we desire to be in their company, we must also earnestly seek to share in their glory. Do not imagine that there is anything harmful in such an ambition as this. There is no danger in seeing our hearts on such glory. When we commemorate the saints, we are inflamed with another yearning, that Christ, our life, may also appear to us as he appeared to them, and that we may one day share in his glory. Until then, we see him not as he is, but as he has become for our sake. He is our head, crowned not with glory, but with the thorns of our sins. As members of that head crowned with thorns, we should be ashamed to live in luxury. His purple robes are a mockery rather than an honor. When Christ comes again, his death shall no longer be proclaimed, and we shall know that we also have died, and that our life is hidden with him. The glorious head of the church will appear, and his glorified members will shine in splendor with him, when he forms this lowly body anew into such glory as belongs to himself, its head. Therefore, we should aim at attaining this glory with a wholehearted and prudent desire, that we may rightly hope and strive for such blessedness. We must above all seek the prayers of the saints. Thus, what is beyond our own powers to obtain will be granted through their intercession.
All Souls Day. All Souls Day is a holy day set aside for honoring the dead. The day is primarily celebrated in the Catholic Church, but it is also celebrated in the Eastern Orthodox Church and a few other denominations of Christianity. The Anglican Church is the largest Protestant church to celebrate the holy day. Most Protestant denominations do not recognize the holiday and disagree with the theology behind it. According to Catholic belief, the soul of a person who dies can go to one of three places. The first is heaven, where a person who dies in a state of perfect grace and communion with God goes. The second is hell, where those who die in a state of mortal sin are naturally condemned by their choice. The intermediate option is purgatory, which is thought to be where most people, free of mortal sin, but still in a state of lesser venial sin, must go. Purgatory is necessary so that souls can be cleansed and perfected before they enter into heaven. There is scriptural basis for this belief. The primary reference is in 2 Maccabees, chapter 12, verse 26, and chapter 12, verse 32. Turning to supplication, they prayed that the sinful deed might be fully blotted out. Thus, made atonement for the dead, that they might be free from sin. Additional references are found in Zechariah, Sirach, and the Gospel of Matthew. Jewish tradition also reinforces this belief, as well as the tradition and teaching of the Church, which has been affirmed throughout history. Consistent with these teachings and traditions, Catholics believe that through the prayers of the faithful on earth, the dead are cleansed of their sins so they may enter into heaven.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Litany of the Saints. Lord, have mercy on us.
Christ, have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us.
Christ, graciously.
Christ, hear us.
Christ, graciously hear us.
God, the Father of heaven, have mercy on us.
Have mercy on us.
God, the Son, Redeemer of the world.
Have mercy on us.
God, the Holy Ghost.
Have mercy on us.
Holy Trinity, one God.
Have mercy on us.
Holy Mary.
Pray for us.
Holy Mother of God.
Pray for us.
Holy Virgin of Virgins.
Pray for us.
Saint Michael.
Pray for us.
Saint Gabriel.
Pray for us.
Saint Raphael.
Pray for us.
All you holy angels and archangels.
Pray for us.
All you holy orders of blessed spirits.
Pray for us.
Saint John the Baptist.
Pray for us.
Saint Joseph.
Pray for us.
All you holy patriarchs and prophets.
Pray for us.
Saint Peter.
Pray for us.
Saint Paul.
Pray for us.
Saint Andrew.
Pray for us.
Saint James.
Pray for us.
Saint John.
Pray for us.
Saint Thomas.
Pray for us.
Saint Philip.
Pray for us.
Saint Bartholomew.
Pray for us.
Saint Matthew.
Pray for us.
Saint Simon.
Pray for us.
Saint Thaddeus.
Pray for us.
Saint Matthias.
Pray for us.
Saint Barnabas.
Pray for us.
Saint Luke.
Pray for us.
Saint Mark.
Pray for us.
All you holy apostles and evangelists.
Pray for us.
All you holy disciples of the Lord.
Pray for us.
All you holy innocents.
Pray for us.
Saint Stephen.
Pray for us.
Saint Lawrence.
Pray for us.
Saint Vincent.
Pray for us.
Saints Fabian and Sebastian.
Pray for us.
Saints John and Paul.
Pray for us.
Saints Cosmas and Damon.
Pray for us.
Saint Gervais and Protais.
Pray for us.
All you holy martyrs.
Pray for us.
Saint Sylvester.
Pray for us.
Saint Gregory.
Pray for us.
Saint Ambrose.
Pray for us.
Saint Augustine.
Pray for us.
Saint Jerome.
Pray for us.
Saint Martin.
Pray for us.
Saint Nicholas.
Pray for us.
All you holy bishops and confessors.
Pray for us.
All you holy doctors.
Pray for us.
Saint Anthony.
Pray for us.
Saint Benedict.
Pray for us.
Saint Bernard.
Pray for us.
Saint Dominic.
Pray for us.
Saint Francis.
Pray for us.
All you holy priests and Levites.
Pray for us.
All you holy monks and hermits.
Pray for us.
Saint Mary Magdalene.
Pray for us.
Saint Agatha.
Pray for us.
Saint Lucy.
Pray for us.
Saint Agnes.
Pray for us.
Saint Cecilia.
Pray for us.
Saint Catherine.
Pray for us.
Saint Anastasia.
Pray for us.
All you holy virgins and widows.
Pray for us.
All you holy men and women, saints of God.
Intercede for us.
Be merciful.
Spare us, O Lord.
Be merciful, graciously.
Graciously hear us, O Lord.
From all evil.
Deliver us, O Lord.
From all sin.
Deliver us, O Lord.
From thy wrath.
Deliver us, O Lord.
From a sudden and unprovided death.
Deliver us, O Lord.
From the deceits of the devil.
Deliver us, O Lord.
From anger and hatred and all ill will.
Deliver us, O Lord.
From the spirit of fornication.
Deliver us, O Lord.
From lightning and tempest.
Deliver us, O Lord.
From the scourge of earthquakes.
Deliver us, O Lord.
From plague, famine, and war.
Deliver us, O Lord.
From everlasting death.
Deliver us, O Lord.
By the mystery of thy holy incarnation.
Deliver us, O Lord.
By thy coming.
Deliver us, O Lord.
By thy nativity.
Deliver us, O Lord.
By thy baptism and holy fasting.
Deliver us, O Lord.
By thy cross and passion.
Deliver us, O Lord.
By thy death and burial.
Deliver us, O Lord.
By thy holy resurrection.
Deliver us, O Lord.
By thine admirable ascension.
Deliver us, O Lord.
By the coming of the Holy Ghost, the Paraclete.
Deliver us, O Lord.
On the day of judgment.
Deliver us, O Lord.
We sinners,
we beseech thee, hear us.
That thou wouldst spare us.
We beseech thee, hear us.
That thou wouldst pardon us.
We beseech thee, hear us.
That thou wouldst bring us to true penance.
We beseech thee, hear us.
That thou wouldst vouchsafe to govern and preserve the Holy Church.
We beseech thee, hear us.
That thou wouldst vouchsafe to persevere our apostolic prelate in all ecclesiastical orders in holy religion.
We beseech thee, hear us.
That thou wouldst vouchsafe to humble thy enemies of the Holy Church.
We beseech thee, hear us.
That thou wouldst vouchsafe to give peace and true concord to Christian kings and princes.
We beseech thee, hear us.
That thou wouldst vouchsafe to grant peace and unity to all Christian peoples.
We beseech thee, hear us.
That thou wouldst vouchsafe to bring back the unity of the Church, all who have strayed away and led to the light of the gospel of all unbelievers.
We beseech thee, hear us.
That thou wouldst vouchsafe to confirm and preserve in us in thy holy service.
We beseech thee, hear us.
That thou wouldst lift up our minds to heavenly desires.
We beseech thee, hear us.
That thou wouldst render eternal blessings to all our benefactors.
We beseech thee, hear us.
That thou wouldst deliver our souls and the souls of our brethren, relatives, and benefactors from eternal damnation.
We beseech thee, hear us.
That thou wouldst vouchsafe to give and preserve the fruits of the earth.
We beseech thee, hear us.
That thou wouldst vouchsafe to grant eternal rest to all the faithful departed.
We beseech thee, hear us.
That thou wouldst vouchsafe graciously to hear us, Son of God.
We beseech thee, hear us.
Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world.
Spare us, O Lord.
Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world.
Graciously hear us, O Lord.
Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world.
Have mercy on us.
Christ, hear us.
Christ, graciously hear us.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Christ, have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil. Amen. Thank you. Okay, we'll now pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet.
Welcome to the Hour of Great Mercy, brought to you by the Legion of Mary Immaculate Conception Presidium. here at St. Mary the Assumption in Hokesson, Delaware. As to the history of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, in 1935, St. Faustina received a vision of an angel sent by God to chastise a certain city. She began to pray for mercy, but her prayers were powerless. Suddenly, she saw the Holy Trinity and felt the power of Jesus' grace within her. Then she found herself pleading with God for mercy with the words she heard interiorly.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us.
As she continued saying this inspired prayer, the angel became helpless and could not carry out the deserved punishment. The next day, as she was entering the chapel, she again heard this interior voice, instructing her now to recite the prayer that the Lord later called the chaplet. This time, after "Have mercy on us," were added the words, "and the whole world." From then on, she recited this form of prayer almost constantly, offering it especially for the dying. In subsequent revelations, the Lord made it clear that the chaplet was not just for her, but for the whole world. He also attached extraordinary promises to its recitation. Encourage souls to save the chaplet which I have given you. Whoever will recite it will receive great mercy at the hour of death. When they say this chaplet in the presence of the dying, I will stand between my Father and the dying person, not as the just judge, but as the merciful Savior. Priests will recommend it to sinners as their last hope of salvation, even if there were a sinner most hardened. If he were to recite this chaplet only once, he would receive grace from my infinite mercy. I desire to grant unimaginable graces to those souls who trust in my mercy. Through the chaplet, you will obtain everything if what you ask for is compatible with my will. Prayed on ordinary rosary beads, the chaplet of the Divine Mercy is an intercessory prayer that extends the offering of the Eucharist, so it is especially appropriate to use it after having received Holy Communion at Holy Mass. It may be said at any time, but our Lord specifically told St. Faustina to recite it during the 9 days before the Feast of Mercy, the first Sunday after Easter. He then added, "By this novena of chaplets, I will grant every possible grace to souls." It is likewise appropriate to pray the chaplet during the Hour of Great Mercy, 3 o'clock each afternoon, recalling the time of Christ's death on the cross. In his revelations to St. Faustina, our Lord asked for a special remembrance of his passion at that hour. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. A fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We now pray the prayer for priests from St. Faustina. O my Jesus,
I beg you,
on behalf of the whole church, give us holy priests. You yourself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great high priest, may the power of your mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of the priests. May the power of your mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests, for you can do all things. Jesus, Good Shepherd, you sent us the Holy Spirit to guide your church and lead her faithful to you through the ministry of your priests. Through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, grant to your priests wisdom in leading, faithfulness in teaching, and holiness in guarding your sacred mysteries. as they cry out with all the faithful, Abba, Father, may your priests be ever more closely identified with you in your divine sonship and offer their own lives with you, the one saving victim. Make them helpful brothers of one another and understanding fathers of all your people. Renew in your priests deeper faith, greater trust in you, childlike reliance on our Mother Mary, and unwavering fidelity to the Holy Father and his bishops. Holy Mary, intercede for your priests. Saint Joseph, protect them. Saint Michael, defend them. Saint John Vianney, pray for them. Before we end our program, we'd like to make an announcement that the Legion of Mary is sponsoring a petitions program. The program is a series of monthly two-hour sessions. The petitions helps Catholics to know their faith better and to become better equipped to explain it to others. Participants learn to speak about the faith in an atmosphere of friendly family discussion. No membership is required. All Catholics are welcome. We had our first session last October the 25th. Our topic was the sexual abuse scandal in the Catholic Church, an excruciating test of faith. It was well attended and very informative. Thank you to all who attended. The second session will be a continuation of the first topic. It will be on Wednesday, November the 14th, 2018, at 6:30 to 8:30 at St. Mary the Assumption Catholic Church, 7200 Lancaster Pike, Hokesson, Delaware.
Thank you for listening. We welcome your comments. Send them via email to legionofmary.internetradio@gmail.com. I repeat, legionofmary.internetradio@gmail.com. We would like to acknowledge the following who made this broadcast possible. Father Dillingham, pastor of the St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church, Hokesson, Delaware, United States of America. Tony McGinley of Oremus Communications, A.J. Loporto, who provided the music, the members of the Legion of Mary Immaculate Conception Presidium. Thank you, and please listen again next Friday at 3 p.m.